about to win so big. Talking about hydraulic money.
Coming in, tell me what's the program. 25 bags of kush, yeah, get with the program. Shorty want that wave, get the program. Shorty want that wave, what's the program? Throwing through the air, what's the program? Fucking up the check.
Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm,
welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm, let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby, all day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the beginning of the week. So you already know what type of time we are on. The TTD boys are in the building. We active. We got a guest tonight. He's a special one. His name is Ethan Agigi. And he is the man, the myth, the plug behind everything you see online about Virginia Tech wrestling. Not to mention, he was one hell of a wrestler himself. Everybody, give it up for our man. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm living, man. I'm living the dream.
Thanks to be on with you guys, and appreciate all the love you show to us and the program. So, you know, it doesn't go unseen, and we appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Actually, this is probably our first episode ever where the guest is from Guam.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's always got to be a first, so I'm glad that's me.
Yeah. So you had a pretty good wrestling career over there.
Yeah, I actually started wrestling rather late compared to like kids in the U.S. or kids abroad. I started in high school, which was super late. You know, just something to do on the off season of basketball. And eventually I grew to love it. The plan was to actually play basketball. Then I stopped growing. So, you know, wrestling was the next best thing. And, you know, it's taken me great places, and it's led me to Tech, and I couldn't be more grateful.
What position did you play in basketball?
I was PG / shooting guard.
Okay, so you were a shooter. Yeah, that yopper for an arm.
Yeah. You can say that.
Wait, I've got to ask. So I know the wrestling team plays some basketball every once in a while. We've heard Tony Roby's pretty dirty. I see him with the Celtics jersey on. How you stack up?
Well, you know, we're usually on the same team, so you know, we work well. You know, I know where his sweet spot is on the court, you know, and I'll find him to get there. And you know, it's pretty Stockton and Malone-esque, so you know,
you got the handles.
Oh yeah.
What's your move, man? You got the crossover, step back.
So a lot of youngins probably don't know who he is, but my dude was T-Mac back in the day, and he had this little crossover to a little hezzy. Gets everybody every time. So simple, but so effective.
I respect your game.
T-Mac, legend. I mean, he could have been. He could have been. If you know, you know. Yeah.
You know. One of the what ifs.
Yeah. Guam. What was it like growing up in Guam, man?
Oh, man, I get that asked that a lot, and it's always the same thing. It's that island life, man. It's all about family, community, tight-knit, and you know, I think that's why I love Blacksburg so much, because it's so representative of where I'm from, and the whole family oriented. Everybody knows everybody, everyone's looking out for everybody. So that's what it's like growing up on island life, man. On top of the added bonus that, you know, wherever you're at on the island, you're 10 minutes away from a beach. So can't beat that.
That's hard to beat. And so are you, man. You won the Oceania Championships at two different weight classes. Pretty sure 65 kg and 61. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But correct. Did you wrestle some 57 kilogram as well?
Yeah, man, that was way back. I actually tried to make 57 for the last Olympics, but I was a little bit heavy. So, you know, that's when I decided to make the move up to 65 and, you know, give Paris one last go.
The U.S. tied England in the World Cup, and we gave the kilograms. We need to also give the pounds since it was an even draw. So for the American listeners that don't know the conversions on the kilo. What is how what's the weight on that?
So one pound. 1 kilo is basically 2.2 pounds. So 65 kilos is 143, and then 57 kilos is 125.4.
Okay, but yeah.
There almost needs to be a weight class in between there. It's kind of a big differential.
Yeah, man. So actually during non-Olympic years, there's actually there are 10 weight classes and then during the Olympic years, there are six. So the weight class in between 61 kilos, which is like a perfect weight for me, you know, where I'm just big enough and then I'm not small. So
yeah, it's kind of the sweet spot.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the ideal weight, but you know, you got to adjust to what you're given and go from there.
Now, and Guam, everybody wrestles freestyle and some Greco, correct? Was folk style something totally different to you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had seen it just because I used to watch YouTube and stuff, and so I was familiar with it, but it was definitely a learning curve.
But I feel like you can take a lot of things from freestyle over as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, every match starts on your feet, so you know that's the core of what freestyle is, you know. I mean, 90% of the match is on your feet. So you can definitely translate that. And then folk style, man, you learn about being in position. And to be honest, folk style is harder than freestyle in the respect of, you know, being in shape and learning to dominate certain positions. You get a good mix of both. And then when you can get the best from each, you know, that makes your game a whole lot better for sure.
So how did you find Blacksburg? Who's the link here?
The link is actually my man Frank Molinaro. So he was a 2016 Olympian for the US. He wrestled at Penn State, national champ, four-time All-American. So I was training up at Penn State after Brazil, and we had gotten close. And when Coach Roby was elevated to head coach, he hired Frank, and Frank came down to Blacksburg. I came down for a training camp. I got to know Coach Roby, and you know, I fell in love with the campus. And out of nowhere, Coach Roby gave me a call, and him and Frank were on the line and asking if I wanted to come down. And you know, I couldn't say no. So yeah, man, when I say wrestling's taking me places, it's also given me crazy opportunity. So yeah, that was the plug.
What got you states, matter of fact, from Guam?
So I actually went to Michigan for school, and then after that I moved back home for a year, and you know, I was still training, and then I was trying to qualify for Brazil in 2016, and I met Frank in the sauna while he was trying to qualify the US. So we had gotten talking, and him and Cody Sanderson, and they said, hey, if I ever wanted to come up to State College to train, the doors were open. A couple months later, I took them up on it, and the rest is history.
So going to Michigan, is that how you became a college football fan? Or were you a college football fan before you even got over here?
Yeah, so I get that a lot. I don't really have a favorite. Or before I went to Michigan, I didn't have a favorite team or anything. I followed players. But yeah, definitely going to Michigan was what kind of catapulted me to see what the frenzy was in college football.
Are you a Wolverines fan? Are you rooting for them in the playoff?
Oh, of course. Go Blue. You know, it's actually funny, too. Blake Corum, he's one of the guys on our team, Jordan Florence. Him and Blake are, like, best friends. They grew up together, wrestled together. So it's always good to see that connection. And, you know, he'd be in the high, like, number one on the Heisman right now if he didn't get injured, for sure.
Yeah, Virginia kid. Shout out Blake.
Yeah, that's right.
Ann Arbor, one hell of a lady.
Oh man, yeah. I'm just glad I'm not right there right now with the winter, because those winters are brutal.
Yeah, it's rough up here. I'm in Chicago, and it's pretty rough right now.
Oh yeah, you know how it is. Yeah, that Midwest, that Midwest winter's no joke.
Never, man. Well, hey, man, maybe if he hits the portal, you know, he'll look down our way.
Yeah, he never hit the portal. Never happened.
Nah, he's nah. He's doing his thing up there, and you know, I'm pretty sure the draft is going to be calling his name soon. So
yeah, he's definitely NFL bound. And yeah, Michigan's had a good year, man. So you picked a good school to root for. Good school to go to, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine the food scene in Blacksburg is way different than Guam. Is there anything? Is there anything in Blacksburg replaced like your favorite meal?
I guess it depends on. I guess it depends on like breakfast, if it's for breakfast or if it's for lunch or dinner, you know. So it's circumstantial. It's all circumstantial.
That makes sense. What's your favorite meal in Blacksburg?
Oh man!
Or like favorite restaurant. Let's go favorite restaurant in Blacksburg.
Or your favorite restaurant. Oh man, that's tough. That's tough. I gotta go with Cabo. Cabo's my spot.
Yes. Yes. I think Sam said the same thing too.
No, did he? Okay, good. Yeah.
You guys are validating my opinion, and I love it.
It's either Cabo or Kabuki.
Yeah, dude, both are good spots.
Shout out Kabuki and Christiansburg.
That's right. Yep.
I knew I was right.
Yeah, man. That's, you know, we got good taste.
Yeah, you guys do too, man. I appreciate that. So, Ethan, we had a couple tournaments going on this weekend. Do you want to recap Vegas a little bit first?
Yeah, man. So we brought 7 guys, most of them who are, you know, in the starting lineup. And we had a pretty solid showing. We took, of the 7, 5 placed. So that was good. And you know, with only 7 guys, we placed 11th as a team out of 33. So, I mean, that's a great showing, just looking at it from the face. We had promising performances from Andy Smith, who's no one's really even heard of until this past weekend. I mean, that guy is going to be top 15 come the next set of rankings. He really showed out and put his name on the map and put the nation on notice. So that was exciting to see for Andy. Tom Trick, man, he's that freshman sensation. You know, diamond in the rough. He went 3-0 on the first day, if I remember correctly, and then he had a solid showing on the backside. You know, there's the coach. I mean, we saw a few things that he needs. I mean, we need to finesse, but outside of that, man, that his effort's always great. I mean, Coach Roby mentioned it. That dude wrestles hard, and he's never puts himself out of the match because of the effort he gives.
Wasn't he down 0-6 and came back and won 7-6?
Yo, man, listen, the stress that he put on me during that match, oh, crazy. But yeah, man, that just goes to show that he never stops fighting. So, and you really can't teach that. So that was good to see.
Yeah, you're born with the motor in you or not in you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's got the dog in him, man.
That's right. I feel like Sam knocked off the number 7 kid in the country, returning All-American. So that's good to see, you know, the Sam Latona vote hitting his stride, and really have a chip on his shoulder because, you know, everyone's counting him out. But, you know, we all know how good Sam is. So
yeah, he really took them for a ride down the Latona Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, anyone who knows Sam knows how great of a kid he is off the mat. And, you know, on the mat, it's 100% effort. You know, he's never going to lose a match because of lack of effort. And, you know, that's everything else you can work on. So that was great to see from him. Hunter Boland, man, that Hunter Boland over the weekend was that 2019-2020 Hunter Boland that came in as the 2 seed, and that's the Hunter Boland that's going to do damage. So that was great to see, especially he could have lost to the same kid 3 times in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
but yeah, he pulled that one out in the third place match. So super happy for Hunter, excited for
that. Was sweet, man, getting revenge on Romero. I loved it.
Yeah, you know, And, you know, I don't know if you've watched Hunter throughout the years, but he doesn't really express any emotion. So to see his reaction there, I mean, that was, you know, it says a lot about what he's put in. So
yeah, you could tell that he really wanted that one, and he was so close the other two times as well.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where we're excited of the old Hunter coming back out.
Cowboy.
National contender, Christiansburg Cowboy.
Let's go.
And then you know, my guy Makai Lewis, you know, everyone knows what Makai's about. It's just one of those situations where, I mean, he was right there to score. I mean, that Mikey Labriola is he's a great wrestler. So all credit to him. But, you know, when the lights are on and come March, you know, Makai Lewis is a different animal. And it's funny because right after after Saturday night. So Makai's never won a tournament in Vegas. So this is the second time he took second at Cliff Keen, and at the U.S. Open a couple of years ago, he took fifth. So, you know, Vegas isn't really a spot, but the last time both those things happened, he went on to win a national title, and then he went on to win a junior world gold. So, you know, we're not worried. We're not worried about December or March results, because, you know, national titles are won in March. So, you know, building blocks.
I want to talk about him for a second. I saw the clip where he grabbed the dude by the leg and walked that man down the mat. I lost it.
Yeah, man.
Funniest thing I'd ever seen.
He was a little testy, I guess, when you couldn't really tell from the angle, but the way he was defending Makai on one of the attacks, he kind of irritated him. So Makai was like, you know, I'm getting tired of this. So sometimes you got to send a message.
I really love the blast double straight to the fall this weekend from Makai Lewis too.
Oh, dude, that dude is, yeah. Listen, he watches WWE matches to get hyped, and I'm pretty sure it.
Let's go. Yes, sir. I'm a big pro wrestling guy, so yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he was watching the Stone Cold entrance, and he gets so hyped about that. So
to break his own glass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's not joking. Some of the matches, he's like, "What if I did that? What if I came out with bottles of water and just spit it everywhere?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're not gonna do that."
Nah, let that man express himself.
No, you're right. You're right. Who's gonna tell the champ no, right?
Let Makai cook.
Yeah. No, man, but it's great seeing him really, really enjoy the sport again. And, you know, when Makai Lewis is having fun and just wrestling, that's the best Makai Lewis.
Yeah, I thought he had some moments where it was like, holy smokes this weekend, you know, almost looked like Jordan Burroughs on that blast double.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, it's only December. It's, you know, we still have 3.5 months to fine tune and finesse, but we'll be ready. You know, him and the rest of the boys, you know, they're ready, they're eager, they want that ACC championship, they want national titles, and want to get on the podium.
And Andy Smith, he beat 3 ranked guys this weekend.
Yeah, man. So he was actually ranked 32, and he knocked off all higher ranked guys, and including the number one seed. So yeah, that was, like I said, that was rewarding to see from Andy, especially knowing where or how far he's come.
Yeah, I agree. And then we sent some guys to George Mason this weekend as well, correct? They wrestled
today. Yeah. So it was a little hard to keep up just because we were traveling back from Vegas. But shout out to our guy, Sam Fisher, find top of the podium.
Let's go. Man, he's going to be special, I feel like.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny because we had someone come do some content, and I said Sam Fisher's name, and he's like, "Oh, Sam Fisher, he's a legend, you know, where we're at." So I'm like, all right. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have to wrestle Makai and Bolin almost every day, you know, you're bound to get better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, this isn't the first tournament he's won either, and he just keeps getting better. He's another one of those promising young guys that we have on the team. I feel like we have a lot of good guys that are younger And it's like, man, this guy's going to be so good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the guys you see, the 10 guys you see on Friday night or Saturday or Sunday night, they're where they're at because of the depth of our younger guys. So, you know, it's, you know, everyone's a contributing factor, and it's great to see the guys who are helping, you know, the starters find success when their name is called.
Yeah. Speaking of depth, bringing in another top five recruiting class. Well done to you and staff, man.
Oh man, that's all Coach Roby, Coach Freyer, Hot, Brewer. Yeah, I mean, the culture we have is incredible, and it all starts at the top. So, you know, with the values that Coach Roby stands for, that we all hold, those are kids who embody that in every way. And we're excited. We got some hammers coming in, man, for sure.
Yeah, I also thought it was pretty cool. I know Henson beat Sammy Sasso from Ohio State, and mm-hmm. his brother, Sonny, is a commit for us coming in. So yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, more often than not, you see families stay together. But, you know, I think there were a couple articles of, you know, Sonny was interviewed, and, you know, he just wants to have his own legacy. And, you know, we're just happy to be part of it and happy to help him get where he wants to be.
Well, you know what they say, this is home.
That's right. Home. That's right.
We're family now. Yeah. Oh,
man, listen, yeah, it's, yeah, this is as tight of a group that I've ever been around. And it's, you know, it's, you're seeing the fruits of the labor and, you know, how close to how well the chemistry works. So, that's definitely an important part of team success. So, yeah, it's great to see it in fruition.
Who's the funniest dude on the squad? Like in the whole wrestling room, who's the funniest dude?
Oh man. Like including coaches and stuff or just the guys? Let me see.
Everyone, both one coach, one wrestler.
One coach, one wrestler. Brewer's funny. Or nah, Tucker Davidson, our D-Ops, man. He's quick on his feet, man. He's a witty dude. He's definitely one of the funniest people that's around. And then for the guys, I'm gonna go Brandon Green.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. BG's funny. He's kind of like that sarcastic, mean funny. But BG can work that comedy circle for sure.
Coach Brewer told us that Ventresca was funny.
Yeah, yeah. Eddie's funny, but he's not like, oh man, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Eddie's funny. Eddie's funny is like, you know, Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Eddie Ventresca funny.
Whose idea was it? I saw on Halloween, somebody hid in the beanbag chair. Coach Brewer came in and you guys got him through his phone. Whose idea was that?
I think it was a combination of Hots and Frayers for sure. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, we had those huge beanbags and, you know, we were just like, I wonder if anyone can fit in there, you know. So, you know, of course, we put it to the test. But yeah, and Brewer's usually the easiest one to scare, so we had to pull the trigger on that one.
That was, hey, good, man. That worked out.
What's the if I walk into that wrestling room, what kind of jams am I gonna hear? What's the playlist like?
Oh man, it depends on who's on Ox, man.
What if you got the ox cord?
Oh, if I got the ox, I'm diverse, so I get a little bit for everybody. So you'll get Meek Mill, you'll get old school 50, you'll get all the 2000s rap. Then you got some Fleetwood Mac in there, just because I know everybody loves some Fleetwood Mac.
Man, y'all just sending a rumor before you go whip somebody's ass. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, man. Listen, whatever gets the guys in the mood, you know, that's what's going on. That's what's playing. So yeah. Ty Walls actually has a solid playlist. So
Who's not allowed on the aux ever?
Oof, Frayer.
Frayer's banned?
Really? Yep, Frayer's banned.
Why?
By Taylor Swift?
Oh, man.
Man, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry.
Okay.
Sometimes he'll go on, he'll have the, what do you call it? Love Country Station going on while he's working out.
Damn, for real?
It's actually impressive.
That's clinical. That is clinical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he deserves to, like, you got a team doctor, like, you know, mental check on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it makes you tougher, you know, being able to work out to that and wrestle through it, man. That makes you tougher. Hey, man.
Heartbreak brings us strength.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah. Many men, I feel like that could be like a great pump up song, man, about 50 Cent.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's, yeah. I'm pretty sure a couple years ago we had one of the guys use that as their walkout song. So
who's the future guy? Who listens to Future? Who's my guy in the locker room that's into Future the most?
That's probably Sam or TJ Stewart.
Okay, that's who I'll be talking to next week then. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those two. For the most part. Yeah.
Speaking of next week, we got a big match against Missouri coming up next weekend.
Yeah, man. You know, they're number 6 in the country right now. They have a returning national champ at 165. And then they have, I believe, 3 All-Americans as well. So up and down, it's a great match. We have 4 All-Americans. You know, we have our national champ. And it's just like last year. It came down to the last match, and it's going to be electric from start to finish. You know, we know they're going to come in swinging hard. They have a great team. They have a excellent coaching staff. So it's going to be fireworks for sure. Yeah, that's at 4:30 on Sunday. So,
yes, sir.
You know, just get Castle raucous and rowdy.
The key words in that sentence were they're number 6 in the nation right now. Because when they come to Blacksburg and they get that, they get their fade ran, it's going to be different. Yeah. Whatever Intermat and Flo put out their new rankings, it's not going to be the case.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't like to look at rankings just because we know anything can happen any day of the week. But, you know, it's special when they have a number next to their name, and it's higher than ours. So that's definitely, you know, make the country put them on notice and let everyone know what the Hokies are about. Sunday.
Y'all heard it. Be there. Yep. December 11th, 4:30 in Castle. Pack that sucker.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with bells on. Not really. Bells, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, it's also ugly sweater contest that day. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my thrown down, man.
My Nooner sweatshirt isn't in yet, so I think I won't be participating, but
all right.
I'll be there. My face is ugly, so that counts, right?
We're also doing a toy drive for on that day, so if y'all are, you know, in the spirit of the holiday, new toy or new stuffed animal, they'll be going to a Carilion Clinic and the Montgomery Christmas store and they'll be distributed to families who are a little less fortunate than we are. So if you're
say less, I'm bringing something.
Yeah. Holidays.
I'm bringing something. If you're listening to this podcast and you're coming December 11th, 4:30, Blacksburg, bring something for the kids, man. We gotta do it for the kids.
That's right.
Well, Ethan, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy ass schedule to come on here and talk to us tonight. We hope you had a great time. You've been such a help to Joe and I coordinating, you know, talking to Brewer, talking to Sam, talking to Makai in the future, like everybody, you know, helping us properly support and show love to the wrestling program. So we do appreciate you. You are the real MVP. You were the plug. You're the man.
Appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate all you do for Hokie Nation, all you do for our student athletes, you know, giving them a platform to, you know, express themselves and share their journey and, you know, their story. So that goes a long ways, and we're just appreciative that we have outlets like you guys to help amplify that.
Hell yeah, we're gonna keep on doing that too. Exactly that. We love y'all. Go Hokies.
Sir, go Hokies.